Thank you. Mr. Chairman, distinguished members of the committee, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nari Lakpasha Yepum, Director of International Human Rights Division of the Rights and Liberty Protection Department, Ministry of Justice. Regarding Thailand's accession to the Optional Protocol to the Convention Against Torture, or OPCAT, the Subcommittee on Coordination of International Human Rights Obligation regularly reviews the government position on this matter. All relevant agencies agree on the importance of the OPCAT. Nonetheless, it is indeed necessary to make sure that all relevant sectors understand and will prepare for before acceding to OPCAT. The government therefore collaborates with relevant agencies, such as the Association for the Prevention of Torture, or APT, and the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, OSHR, we continue to promote our knowledge and understanding of OPCAT among concerned agencies. Additionally, trainings and workshops are regularly conducted to assess Thailand's readiness and potential for accession to OPCAT. The National Human Rights Commission of Thailand has already prepared itself to function as a national preventive mechanism, fulfilling its role as an independent agency in this capacity. Mr. Chairman, distinguished member of the committee, ladies and gentlemen, with regard to the committee's question related to the structure and the work of the committee, as I have mentioned yesterday, the Prevention and Suppression of Torture and Enforced Disappearance 2022 sets up the National Committee on Prevention and Suppression of Torture and Enforced Disappearance, chaired by the Minister of Justice. And the committee comprises of representatives from relevant ministries, as well as six experts, namely two experts with outstanding experience in human rights, one in the field of law, and one in forensic science, one forensic medicine, and one psychiatrist. The committee is the main body aiming to oversee the overall implementation of the Act, formulate policies and measures to prevent and suppress the offense under the Act, provide advice, and also put forward implementation and find solutions to address challenge in implementation of the Act. The committee worked through four subcommittees, some of which also include representatives from civil society and victims of family. First, subcommittees on developing legislation for prevention and suppression of torture and enforced disappearance, which tasked to draft necessary regulations. Recently, the subcommittee has successfully adopted the regulations related to video recording and recording the detainees' information. The other two drafts regulations, which are the draft regulation on assistance, remedy, and rehabilitation, and the draft regulation on expense on performing duty and other expenses, are now under the consideration of Ministry of Finance. Second, Subcommittee on Remedy Provided Victims of Torture and Enforced Disappearance, which aims to provide both financial and non-financial assistance to victims. The composition of this subcommittee includes representatives from civil society and victims' families. They were actively involved in providing inputs on drafting regulations on remedy. The subcommittee has already initiated discussion in preparation to fully perform its function. Third, Subcommittee on Screening of the Facts for Torture and Enforced Disappearance focused on screening all cases related to death in custody. Recently, the subcommittee has successfully screened 563 cases, and out of this number, only one case was found to be dead by act of torture. The case is now forwarded to the Department of Provincial Administration for further prosecution, since it was alleged to be committed by police officer. Fourth, subcommittee to follow up and verify the case of enforced disappearance in foreign countries. This subcommittee was just appointed on 30 of August this year with intention to follow up cases of Thai nationals who have disappeared overseas. All of this subcommittee must report of their work to the National Committee regularly for follow up and deliberation in order to improve the efficiency of their work. Thank you. And now please allow me to give the floor to my colleague to answer the question related to human rights defender and anti-SLAPP law. Thank you.